Hail, O Queen of Mercy, protect us from the enemy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of the Queenship of Mary, and this is the most recently established of Marian feast days, established and confirmed in 1954. And this feast puts before us one of the most ancient titles of Our Lady, the Queen. You may remember from religion class that our soul is like Our Lady's garden. You need to cultivate it with care and with love every single day. You need to pull out all the nasty sin weeds and burn them in the furnace. And you need to kill all the nasty devils like cockroaches and snakes and leave the nice virtuous ones there like ladybugs. One plant especially which I want you to cultivate at the end of the school year is gratitude. Gratitude is really the rarest of the all beautiful plants that grow in Our Lady's soul garden. Gratitude is the least practiced of all virtues, though certainly it is one which is most to be prized and the most valuable. Our total dependence on the goodness of God and of His generosity to us should truly make us cultivate especially the virtue of gratitude. If anyone had true and real and sincere gratitude to God in his heart, he would never sin. No virtue than gratitude, no other virtue than gratitude makes us kinder, and no virtue is more powerful in bringing back kindness in return. When I thought about gratitude, and now when school year nears its end, and you should remember especially the gratitude towards your teachers and parents. And I thought of the old English novel published in 1857 named Tom Brown's School Days. In it, the main character Tom Brown is off away fishing when he hears of the death of his old schoolmaster, Dr. Thomas Arnold. Tom Brown goes to the chapel to pray, and then, as the book says, and he turned to the pulpit and looked at it, and then, leaning forward with his head on his hands, he cried. If he could only have seen the doctor again for 15 minutes, have told him all that was in his heart, what he owed to him, how he loved and reverenced him, and would, by God's help, follow his steps in life and death, he could have borne it all without a murmur. But that he should have gone away forever without knowing it all was too much to bear. Children, such sorrow as Tom Brown's has been the portion of countless others throughout all ages. Oftentimes, what grieves them most is not the loss itself, but that they never used the chance to say how much they owed him the gratitude. If he could only have seen the doctor again for 15 minutes. And Mary was the greatest of all God's creations, and she truly prophesied, God hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. And Mary is herself the greatest example of gratitude, because she gave everything to God, and she always thanked God for everything and for all she was made to be. For her whole life, she went practically unnoticed by the mighty powers of the world. But now she reigns as the Queen of Heaven, as the result of her glorious and thankful service to our Lord. We should truly be like our Queen, giving all of our gratitude to God and to those who take care of us. But so often we are ungrateful children when we give honor to ourselves rather than to God. When we cultivate the garden, whether it be a real one or garden of our souls, we think ourselves often very wonderful when we see things grow under our hands. Instead of thanking God and our benefactors, we think it's ourselves who have made the plant grow or earned the gifts we receive. No one on earth ever flatters us as much as we flatter ourselves. We take credit for the labor of others who are 1,000 times more devoted, more zealous, and by far more humble than ourselves, as a right due to us, to whom really nothing is due. Children, never neglect to say thank you, because those are so powerful and rare words today when gratitude finds herself so rare. The words thank you are so rare indeed that they are almost like a magic spell. I remember when I was in the seminary, our cook named Dorothy always made us fabulous meals, of which we were all very thankful. But the best thing about her is that she was always so friendly and so humble towards all of us. She used to always thank me for cleaning the kitchen or doing the dishes so that she would have proper space to prepare a meal for us. This so-called favor I did to her was really no favor at all. It was my duty as a seminarian to do the chores necessary to keep things going. But her gratitude was so great, honest, and sincere that I said my very first Holy Mass for her in thanksgiving of all the countless and countless of hours she has worked for seminary to keep the training of new priests continuing. So, children, never think too much of yourself, but give credit where the credit is due. First and foremost, of course, to God Almighty, without whom you would not even have been born. Then to our Blessed Virgin Mary, who always protects us and, like a true mother, intercedes for us. And also, spare a time to thank your parents and your teachers as well. Tom Brown in the novel was so sad in the chapel because he never thought of sparing 5 minutes to thank his teacher before it was too late. With the coming summer vacation and without the strict school schedule, it is very easy, while traveling and having fun, center our days totally around ourselves. Remember to spare during the summer, even for just a short time, to pray your Heavenly Father and thank Him for the benefits received. When you fill your soul garden with the plants of gratitude, even though they are very, very hard to grow, your Heavenly Mother, the Queen of Heaven, presents that soul garden of yours to Jesus as the most beautiful garden ever planted. God bless you. In the name of the Father,